Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I am very interested to hear what maybe you have to say with regards to, I don't know, retirement or real estate investing or, you know, whatever is just on your mind. So if you'd like to call in, you can do so at 855-497-4335. Again, that number is 855-497-4335. Now, if you don't want to call in, you don't have time, or maybe you're listening to this show on the podcast, but you still have a question or you still have a comment you want to make to me, we have a way for you to reach me. You can send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. All emails come directly to me. I don't have a personal assistant. I don't have a virtual assistant. I don't have anybody filtering my email. So whatever you send to me comes directly to me. I will read it and I'll respond to you. Now, I get some great emails from the listeners. And, you know, I actually got a really nice email that came in this morning with response to the show that I did yesterday. Now, yesterday, I kind of just opened up my heart. I just kind of like poured out on you what was going through my mind, because I had kind of a rough week. I really did. And I got a really neat email from a gentleman by the name of Drew, who happens to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member. And, you know, he just kind of wanted to let me know that he understands what I'm going through, and he wanted to offer me, you know, his prayers that I would be free from bad health issues. So if you're just joining me today, yesterday I just kind of told everybody about a situation that I'm dealing with. It's a situation that has to do with my health. It's not my first time in this rodeo. I've dealt with these similar types of health issues before, and I don't share that with you because I want sympathy. That's not why I share any of that stuff with you. I share that with you because I think you just need to understand that life is, it's short. I mean, really, it's short. Now, if you're really young, you're probably thinking, man, I've got a lot of life ahead of me. And if you're around my age, you realize that life goes pretty quick, but you still have some life ahead of you. Maybe if you're elderly and you're listening to me, you're saying, man, you have no idea how fast it goes. The point I want to make is this. We have no expiration date stamped on our hip. We don't. We don't know how long we're going to be on this planet. We don't know how long our health will hold up. We don't know what the future holds for us. There are certain things that will impact our lives that we just absolutely have no control over. So what I recommend you do is you take control of the things that you can control. You know, I learned a long time ago that your health is actually a composition of three different things. You know, about one third of your health is made up of biological aspects. In other words, these are things that you inherit from your biological parents. These are the things that comprise who you are. And you can't really change any of that. You can't. I mean, there's no store that I know of that you can go to where you can say, hey, give me a different genetic marker. It doesn't exist out there. Now, in the future, might that exist? I don't know. But I do know it doesn't exist today. Another third of your health comes from environmental factors, things that you experience on a daily basis with regards to where you live and what the environment is around you. there are places in the world that are healthier than others. I mean, there are countries in this on this planet that are considered gross polluters. So if you live next to something like that, chances are you're going to have ramifications with regards to living in an area like that. The other third of your health is really the third of your health that you can control. You can, well, I mean, you can control some of the environmental stuff. You could move, I suppose. But when we get back to the third that you really can control, these are the things that have to do with diet and exercise and, you know, avoiding smoking, avoiding drinking, avoiding all of these things that science has determined could have a negative effect on your health. Well, in my particular instance, I'm not dealing with something that came from my parents. As a matter of fact, neither one of my parents had the issue that I'm dealing with now. And if you just joined the show and you didn't hear yesterday's show, I just told everybody that I'm waiting on some results with regards to some testing I had for cancer. And I should get those results sometime in the middle of next week. I've had cancer twice before in my life. Neither of my parents had cancer. So I'm pretty confident that I didn't get that biological signature from them. As a matter of fact, none of my mom's relatives and none of my dad's relatives had cancer as far as I know of. So I would say that my cancer is coming from either something I can control or something I have limited control over, you know, environmental or how I take care of myself. When we come back from the break, I'm actually going to cheer you up a little bit because I want to get away from this doom and gloom thing. So come on back after the break and let's have a good time together. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about finding that one thing that made sense for the lifestyle.
I looked at franchises. I looked at multi-level marketing. I looked at everything in the world. But nothing made as much sense as buying one simple little rental property.
Real estate is your best option. Real estate makes sense. Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your first rental property. Join our live online free workshop to find out more. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for, a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I promised you we're going to have some fun today. And before we get into the fun, I really have to close out the statement I made because my mind was wandering on me and you know, that's just a condition that I'm dealing with right now. I think I've led a pretty healthy life. I really do. I spent 27 years in the military. While I served in the military, physical fitness was a mandatory event. You had to do things to maintain your physical fitness. And along those lines, you were tested literally every 6 months to measure your physical fitness. So I think some of the health ailments that I'm dealing with are probably environmentally related. I mean, I've been to places around this globe that haven't necessarily been the, we'll just say the healthiest places to be. And What I want to get at today is this. You can't change where you've been in life. You really can't. That rearview mirror, man, I'll tell you, it's got the potential to give you 20/20 vision. Think about it. You know, looking forward in your life, things can be a little hazy. They can be a little, you know, not so clear in the distant future. But when you look back, hindsight always seems to be 20/20. Have you heard that statement? Yeah, I have too. But I'm going to look at the future. I'm going to look at the things that I can affect. I'm going to look at the things that I can do in the balance of my life, not only to have a great life, but to make opportunities available for myself and my family, and to leave a legacy to the people that I love. Now, legacy to me is not having my name on a building. It's not. It really isn't. I've got no care to do something like that. My legacy really revolves around what my children and my children's children will think about me as they live their lives. And as I look back at my history, I look back and I know things about my parents. I know things about my grandparents. I know where they came from. I know that on my father's side, I'm half Russian. On my mother's side, I'm half European American. So I'm kind of a hybrid, if you will. And I bring that up because I know the sacrifices that my grandparents went through to come to this country on my father's side. I know the sacrifices my great-grandparents went through to come to this country on my mother's side. And I grew up kind of hand to mouth. I really did. I mean, I grew up, I would say we were poor. Poor is probably a good definition. Now, I had somebody tell me that they were probably a little more poor than I was. And I said, well, how do you define more poor than I was? And they said, well, we were po. And I said, what do you mean by po? And he says, well, we were so po that we couldn't afford the whole word, you know, P-O-O-R. Yeah, I told you we're going to have a little fun today. But I think it's important to understand where you've been. And I think you need to understand where you're trying to get to, because you're going to leave a legacy to the people that you leave behind, regardless of when you depart this planet. So what do you want to leave behind? And what are you doing to facilitate that? I mean, my father died. He had about $2,000 in cash in his wallet. He didn't believe in banks. He didn't trust them. He was a World War II and Korean vet. He lived off of Social Security. He lived with me for a while when he couldn't work anymore. Then he went to go live with my brother. And then he went to the soldier's home. And that's where he stayed until he departed. Now, the legacy that he left were the cherished memories that he gave me. Now, my children were really too young to know their grandfather. But we have pictures of my grandfather with my children when they were babies. And we share that with my kids. I mean, they're grown up, and we're going to share that with their kids. And that's the legacy that my father left. On my mother's side, pretty much the same story. Yeah, pretty much the same story. Now, granted, she didn't fight in World War II or Korea, but she lived hand to mouth. She literally worked almost until the day that she died. She was an independent woman. She wanted to have her own little apartment, and she did. She wasn't very good at handling money, and my brother and I always found a way to, you know, help her out. And like my father, she didn't leave a lot behind. She didn't even have $2,000 in her wallet. But she left memories behind for myself and for my children and my children's children. And that was kind of their legacy. That was kind of what they did. Now me, I'm a little different. I want to leave memories behind, but I also want to leave tangible assets behind. Because I want my children and my children's children to inherit tangible assets that will give them a benefit in life. See, I grew up having to work for everything. And I'm not saying that that's bad or anything. And I'm not saying that my parents didn't do anything for me. But they had a different philosophy on what legacy should be. And I have a philosophy of legacy that allows me to focus on what's important. And that's my family. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're coming back from the break. I'm actually looking at one of these goofy cartoons talking about how people see things. When we come back from the break, I'm going to explain this thing to you.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise, tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, if you'd like to call in, I'd love to talk to you. The phone number is 855-497-4335. I'll say it a little bit slower. 855-497-4335. Of course, you can always shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. So in the last segment, I was kind of talking a little bit about legacy. And I will tell you this. The legacy that I intend to leave behind when it's time for me to go. And by the way, I'm not ready to go. So if I probably have been sounding like I'm like doom and gloom and I'm all depressed over this thing. And you know what? It's kind of a, man, it's kind of like getting Mike Tyson to punch you in the face. That's kind of what it felt like. Not that I know what that feels like, but I could imagine what it would feel like if Mike Tyson hit me. It would not feel very good. So it's caused me to actually sit down and think about, am I doing things in accordance with where I intend my life to go? And along those lines, am I doing the right things so that when I do go, I've set my family up for success? And I think the answer is I'm doing the right things. You know, I look back at the legacy that my parents left me. And I'm not picking on my parents. I mean, they did the best they could. They just, you know, they were kind of focused on going to work and living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, my dad's concept of success was if I had a roof over my head, if I had clothes on my back, and I had food in my belly. I mean, you know, I didn't miss any meals. That was success. And you know what? My dad achieved that success for me. Now, my parents, they grew up in the Depression. And yeah, my parents were a lot older than most other folks' parents. You know, my peers, they're, you know, anyway. But so they learned some harsh lessons. And of course, they lived through World War II and all of those things. And it had an impact on them. It really did. You know, I think my father suffered from PTSD and other things like that. And, you know, back in the day, we didn't call it PTSD. But, you know, now that I know what I know and looking back on the experiences that he had, I can see how that manifested in him. But here's the thing. I don't regret anything that my parents did or did not do for me. I mean, they gave me opportunity. And I'll tell you what, if you consider opportunity as part of the legacy that they provided for me, I'm actually very appreciative about that, because I was the first person to go to college in my family. Yeah, both sides, on my mother and dad's side, I was the first person to actually go to college. And my parents gave me that opportunity to do that. Now, we didn't have a lot of money, so it's not like they had a bag of gold to hand me to pay for school. I had to go out and I had to work diligently for scholarships. And I was able to earn a 4-year Army ROTC scholarship, and that's what paid my way into college. Unfortunately, it didn't cover things like room and board. It only paid for tuition, books, and fees and things like that. So I wound up with a little bit of student loan debt coming out of college, which I worked diligently to pay off, because those were lessons that I learned from my parents. And as I went through life serving in the United States military, I had the opportunity to meet my lovely wife of 25 years. That's right. We've been married for a little over 25 years now. And with my wife, we have had 2 children. My oldest son, he's actually on the road somewhere between Virginia and Texas right now, coming back from military duty at Fort Lee, Virginia. My daughter, she's still in college. And I am focused on making sure that whatever legacy I leave for my children is a legacy of love, but also a legacy of financial interest. In other words, because we're invested in real estate assets, those investments will perpetuate after I'm gone. Now, they may not be the exact same investments that I have today, but by the way, let me get back to that. I'm not looking to step off the cliff right now. Trust me, I'm going to fight this cancer stuff. So I don't even know if it's cancer. I mean, I've got a 60% shot that it's not cancer. At least that's what the doctor said. So I'm going to roll with those odds. But it caused me to look at, what am I doing? And am I going as fast as I could possibly go to get to where I'm trying to get to? Now, I've already achieved this thing called retirement. In other words, I have enough passive income coming in based on my real estate investments that all of my ordinary expenses of living, well, they're covered. They're totally covered. And now I'm working on a thing called the lifestyle. And I think that's a really cool thing. I've been able to surround myself with like-minded real estate investors that are in various stages of achieving what I'm trying to achieve. So what do I mean by various stages? Well, I know people that are just getting started. They're just getting started on changing the path that they're on. They're getting themselves educated. They're putting all of their financials together and they're formulating a plan to invest for the future. I know people that have done exactly what I have done. They have achieved retirement and they are working on the lifestyle. I also know people that are flourishing in the lifestyle and they're doing great things for themselves and their families. And the key component amongst all three of those elements is legacy. I mean, everybody I know is investing for a particular reason. Even if your legacy is only focused on your spouse and that makes you happy, then you know what? You're focused on the right thing. Before we went to the break, I wanted to share with you I guess these things are called memes. I'm not exactly sure what these things are called. They're kind of like infographics or something. But it was one that was sent to me by a listener. And it's really funny. I've seen some of these before, but I think this one's the neatest one that I've seen yet. It's a depiction of your home, not your investment, but your physical home. okay, the one you live in, and you probably own it, all right? And it's as seen by different people. So, of course, there's the version that you have, which is, you know, what your home looks like. It's a nice home. You enjoy it. You enjoy living there. And then there's the picture with regards to how your lender sees it, which is probably about, you know, like you might live in a four-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage house, right? Well, your lender probably sees it as like a two-bedroom, one-bath, no-car garage. And then your appraiser? Well, the appraiser thinks it looks like a torn-down shack. Yeah. Then, of course, there's the tax assessor, right? So the tax assessor thinks it looks like the Taj Mahal. Hey, when we come back from the break, I've got more to share with you. Stick around.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the seven principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. You know, those of you out there that are sending me emails right now, you're really lifting my spirits up, because I've gotten a couple of great emails just since I started the show when I said, hey, if you want to shoot me an email, you can do so at askal@luinc.com. You're about ready to make this old army man cry, because the love and support that I'm feeling is just, man, it's awesome. It's nice to know that people out there really care about their fellow man. I think it's awesome. And I want to thank you. You know, legacy, though, I mean, think about it. Legacy. Man, I mean, if you look up legacy in the dictionary, it's got all kinds of different definitions. You know, something like, well, let's see. Webster's defines it as something transmitted by or received from an ancestor or predecessor or from the past. Yeah, okay, that's actually a much better definition than I came up with earlier in the show. But when you think about it, or even if you don't think about it, you're creating a legacy right now. And that legacy is going to be around after you go away. Now, some legacies, they dissipate pretty quick. Others, they last for a long period of time. Now, there are people that have been on this planet that legacy is like the utmost important thing to them. You know, their egos are massively huge. They've got to have a legacy. But I'm not in that camp. However, I am in the camp to where I want my children and my grandchildren to have the benefits of what I have done while I was on this planet. And I think real estate is the best mechanism to provide legacy. See, I mean, if you're one of those folks that's putting money into your 401k, and maybe you're one of those folks that has a lot of money in that 401k, and you're not in danger, per se, of running out of money when you retire because you've got so much money. And then when you pass away, whatever's left over can be distributed to your heirs. Now, there's different rules on how that can be done, and I'm not the smartest guy on how to get that done. But here's the thing. You're not going to leave them as much as you could have. See, if you had invested that money into real estate, you would own tangible assets that pay you five different ways. Technically six ways if we're talking about multifamily. If you don't know what those ways are, we've got cash flow, we've got appreciation, we've got equity capture, we've got principal pay down, there's the tax advantages. And then in the multifamily space, there's the ability to actually force value by working on the income streams of the property. And real estate is transferable to your heirs. Some of the greatest wealth in this country originates in real estate. I mean, there are generations of people that have lived in America that have passed on wealth through real estate. And I guarantee you, those real estate holdings started somewhere in the past with one particular property. Now, I don't think that just any kind of real estate makes the cut. You know, I went with a buddy last week. He wanted to go look at a piece of land because he likes to hunt. And it was a considerable chunk of land. It was something like 370 acres out in West Texas. It has access to all kinds of different game that migrates through the property. And as we were driving out to go look at it, I just asked him a question. I said, "What's this going to cost you?" And he said, "This is what the price is." I said, "Okay, what if you took that money and instead invested it in, say, a small multifamily apartment community?" And as we were driving out there, I kind of went through the whole discussion of why that might be a better opportunity for him. Now, one of the things he wanted to do is he wanted to put a loan on the property. See, he didn't want to use all of his cash. He wanted to be leveraged. And I said, "Okay, I get that. But you're going to pay a certain amount to the lender, the bank, whoever you get your money from, every month. So you're going to have a fixed expense every month that you have to pay that lender, whether you go to the property and hunt or not." And he said, yeah, I get that. But I could bring all my friends out there." And I said, "Well, let's look at it from a different perspective. What if you went out and bought a small multifamily apartment community? And you use the cash flow that came from that property to cover the expenses of owning that hunting land." And it was like an epiphany lit up in his eyes. Nobody had ever approached the purchase of property like that for him before. Boy, my eighth grade English teacher is rolling over in her grave because my English is terrible today, and I apologize for that. So not all real estate is created equal. It really isn't. Land, well, they're not making it anymore. I get that. But unless you're involved with agriculture or you're doing land leases or something like that, the land isn't going to pay you any income streams. Now, the pandemic has taught us that different forms of commercial real estate can be challenging. And we still don't know where we're going to emerge from this coronavirus pandemic. One thing that we do know is that people need a place to live. And that place to live has also been the place for them to raise their children and to teach their children and to shop from home. And you know where I'm going. Yeah, to include all your entertainment, right? It's all coming through that broadband pipeline. But when you invest in residential income producing real estate, and when you do it correctly, and when you provide quality housing for a segment of our economy that truly wants good quality housing, it's a win-win. And even if you buy a house today, and let's say you own it for 5 years, and let's say it goes up in value, and you sell that in 5 years, and you take your profits from that property, and maybe you do a 1031 exchange and defer the taxes into maybe two more properties, and you hold those for maybe 5 years, and you do that again. I mean, that's kind of a slow way to go about investing in real estate. But what you're doing is building a legacy that can transfer to whomever you desire. You can transfer that property as a charitable act of giving to an entity, maybe a nonprofit that you believe in. Talk about giving a gift. And what if you gave a nonprofit that, I don't know, provides healthcare to underprivileged parts of the world, and the income streams that come off of that real estate that you transfer to them after your death is helping to save lives in another place on this planet? That's a legacy. That's something that people will remember you by. And I'll tell you what, this whole health thing has got me thinking about my legacy, and it's confirming in my mind that I'm doing the right things. But I got more work to do because I'm still working on the lifestyle. And if you want to get started and you want to learn how to correctly invest in real estate, check us out at freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.